Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Okay, so as many of you may know, Elsie and I both love to travel.
That's right. And Erin, I'm going to Cambodia next week.
Oh, I'm jealous. Okay, well, sometimes traveling can be really difficult. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe your bus breaks down,
Or
your flight gets canceled, or you book a hotel for the wrong day. In fact, all of those things have happened to me.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That sounds terrible.
Well, I travel a lot, so I'm usually prepared to deal with problems.
Mm-hmm.
Has anything gone wrong on any of your trips?
Well, usually I'm well prepared when I go traveling.
Mm-hmm.
However, one time I forgot to apply for my visa to Thailand.
Oh.
So I had to wait in line forever to get my visa there after I landed.
Okay, well, as difficult as some things are when we travel, they could be even more difficult.
How's that?
Well, imagine how difficult these problems would be if you were blind.
Oh, that would make all those things so much harder.
Exactly. And that's what we're going to talk about in our article today.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we get started right now?
Reading. Travel Eyes opens the world to blind travelers. Almost everyone experiences wanderlust at some point. However, for blind travelers, taking a journey can seem like more trouble than it's worth. Even with one sight, booking a trip and navigating around a foreign country can be difficult. That's where Travel Eyes comes in. Travel Eyes is the world's first commercial tour operator that works with both blind and sighted travelers. On a Travel Eyes trip, blind and sighted travelers are paired together for the day's adventures. The sighted traveler acts as a guide and describes the nearby sights. Each day, the pairs are switched up so that the whole group gets the chance to know each other. In the evenings, everyone dines together. This helps create long-lasting friendships and memories. Thanks to Travel Eyes, travel is no longer a thing of the past for the blind. Booking a tour is a piece of cake. Plus, Travel Eyes' specially trained tour managers are always on hand to help with challenges. What's more, sighted travelers respect their companions' limitations and make them comfortable while they're discovering their sense of freedom.
Okay, so today's article starts out by saying, almost everyone experiences wanderlust at some point. Now, wanderlust is one of my favorite words.
How so?
It's kind of like you're thinking about all the cool places you can travel and see around the world. It's like you're dreaming of wandering the world.
Oh, wander 这个字呢本身是漫步闲晃的意思，后面加上 lust 它是欲望，所以 wanderlust 就是想旅游的欲望。几乎每个人 at some point 在某个时间点都会有非常想要旅游的欲望。For me, I think I experience wanderlust every day.
Me too. I think I do too. Okay, now like we talked about,traveling isn't as easy for some people as it is for us.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here the article introduces that point. It says, however, for blind travelers, taking a journey can seem like more trouble than it's worth.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're blind, it might not be worth it to travel because it would be more difficult than fun.
True. Mm-hmm. Traveling is actually not easy for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
不过对视障者来说呢，旅游更是困难。It's more difficult.
Right. Now here the article even says, even with one sight, booking a trip and navigating around a foreign country can be difficult.
Yes, booking a trip 像是订飞机啦、饭店等等，或者是在国外人生地不熟的地方 navigate 寻找方向，本来就不是一件简单的事。So does our article provide a better way for blind people to travel?
Not to fear, it totally does. Mm-hmm. The article today has a solution for this travel problem. The article next tells us that's where Travel Eyes comes in.Now, this phrase, where somebody or something comes in, is used when you describe what somebody or something is needed for. Mm-hmm. So, Travel Eyes is needed for blind travelers. Now, here's another example. I know you can't really afford to buy a new car. That's where I come in. I want to lend you some money.
So where somebody or something comes in, 也就是某人事物派上用场的时候，例句用到 That's where I come in, 字面上那就是我进来的地方，其实就是那就是我派上用场的时候了。那文章说到呢 That's where Travel Eyes comes in, 那就是 Travel Eyes 派上用场的时候了。 Travel Eyes 这个公司呢，前半段 Travel 旅游，后面 Eyes 眼睛。But what is it?
Good question. Mm-hmm. So, let's find out what Travel Eyes is. The article explains more. It says, Travel Eyes is the world's first commercial tour operator mm-hmm. that works with both blind and sighted travelers. Now, before we explain what a tour operator is, let's find out what the adjective commercial means. Commercial is spelled C-O-M-M-E-R-C-I-A-L. Commercial. Now, commercial describes something that's related to business. It's used to say that something is done to make money by selling goods or services. For example, this is the commercial area of the city, so many local businesses are located here.
Commercial 这个形容词呢，它是商业的、盈利的。A commercial area 也就是所谓的商业区。那 commercial 这个字呢，也可以当名词来使用哦，特别指的是电视或广播里面的广告。那如果是任何形式的广告，我们都可以用一个字来说，它叫做 advertisement， 或是简称为 ad。
嗯哼，嗯哼。So a commercial tour operator is making money by offering people tours around different countries. That's what tour operators do. They manage tours from one country to another country. Maybe they help you book flights, they help you find hotels, they help bring you around the different places so you don't get lost.
Tour 这个字呢是旅游、旅行，所以我们可能会听过旅游团叫做 tour group， 或者是呢导游，我们叫做 tour guide。那这边呢，我们后面接的是 operator 这个字，它是经营者或经营商。所谓的 a commercial tour operator 代表是经营盈利的旅游经营商。The commercial tour operator we are talking here about、mm-hmm. works for the blind、mm-hmm. and sighted.
Right.Okay, so what are blind and sighted?
Blind 也就是看不见的、mm-hmm. 那 sighted 刚好相反它是看得见的
Okay, so of course we're sighted travelers
Yes
Okay, now we saw that Travel Eyes works with both blind and sighted travelers、mm-hmm. Let's find out a bit more about that Here it says On a Travel Eyes trip Blind and sighted travelers are paired together for the day's adventures Now, by paired together, we mean that each blind traveler will have a sighted partner.
我们以前学过 a pair, 它是一组两个，比如说 a pair of earrings, 一组一副的耳环。那文章中呢，它是当一个 verb, 动词来使用哦，代表是分配成两个的。那怎么分配呢？也就是一位视障的旅游者搭配一位看得见的伙伴。Then the sighted traveler can help his or her partner.
Exactly. Now here's what happens. The article says the sighted traveler acts as a guide and describes the nearby sights.
To act as somebody or something 代表的是担当、充当某个角色、某个事物。To act as a guide 也就是充当导游。这样一来呢，明眼人可以帮忙 describe 附近的景点。
Okay, so the sighted traveler is acting as a guide. Now they do this by describing the sights. Describe here is a verb. It's spelled D-E-S-C-R-I-B-E. C-R-I-B-E, describe, and it means to say what somebody or something is like by giving details about them or saying what this person or thing looks like. For example, can you describe what the thief looked like?
He has a beard, mm-hmm. wearing glasses.
Okay.
He's not tall, but very fat.
Oh.
所以我刚刚的动作就是在 describe, 描述、描写这个小偷的长相。那我描述的内容我们会说是 description.
Okay, well, the partners don't stay the same every day of the tour, though.
Mm-hmm.
Here the article tells us, each day, the pairs are switched up so that the whole group gets the chance to know each other. Okay, so we see that the pairs are switched. We actually said switched up. Now, this is something we can say these words together. We don't mm-hmm. need to say these words together, uh-huh. though. So it's kind of like you can choose just to say switched or switch up.
Both are okay.
Mm-hmm. So we use the verb switch. It's spelled S-W-I-T-C-H, switch. And it means to change from one thing to another thing. For example, do you want to switch your sandwich for my sandwich? I don't like ham and cheese.
To switch A for B, 也就是拿 A 来换取 B. And yes, I can switch my sandwich for yours.
Okay.
Switch 还可以是开关的动作，比如说 Will you switch the light on for me?
Sure.
你可以帮我开灯吗？那文章中啊 ，switch 它是以被动态出现 ，the pairs are switched up， 组合是会被更换的。那刚 Aaron 老师有提到，我们也可以说 the pairs are switched。
Okay, now we also use the grammar pattern so that in that sentence to explain why the partners are switched.
So that 这个片语呢代表的是如此这样一来。要表达这样的意思的时候啊 ,so that 是不可以拆开放的。For example, I go to bed early every night so that I can get up early in the morning. 我每天晚上都很早去睡觉为的就是要早上能够早点起床。那如果 so that 两个字拆开来放变成 so, 后面加上形容词或者是副词再加上 that 带出子句意思就是太如何如何了以至于后面的事情发生了。所以第一个例子哦 ,I was so tired that I fell asleep in 1 second. 我太累了以至于我一秒睡着。这边的 tired 是形容词。第二个例子呢 ,He runs so fast that he has won so many races. 因为他跑得实在太快了所以每次赛跑都会赢。这边的 fast 就是一个副词。So back to the article, their partners change.
Exactly. All right. Here's what happens after the day, though, mm-hmm. okay? So we know that they're with a partner during the day.
Yeah.
But later, it tells us, in the evenings, everyone dines together. Okay, so we saw the verb dine here, mm-hmm. spelled D-I-N-E, dine, and it means to eat dinner.So the sentence is saying that everyone eats dinner together. Now, usually we just say eat, right? Mm-hmm. When we use the word dine, it's more formal. So you wouldn't say this when you're just talking with your friends.
Oh.
But it might be something with like a fancy dinner mm-hmm. or like after a wedding. Mm-hmm. Like the example, after the wedding, all the guests dined at a fancy hotel.
Dine 这个字呢是动词吃正餐那这是比较一个正式的说法一般来说呢平常的生活上我们讲 eat 就可以了那 dine 的过去式呢是规则变化字尾加上 d 就 OK 了那因为有 dine 这个动词所以我们知道饭厅怎么说呢它叫做 dining room 那餐桌 dining table 都跟 dine 有关系哦再来 diner 它指的是餐馆里面的用餐者
Mm-hmm.
So it's good that everyone dines together.
That's right. And there's a good reason for that as well. The article tells us this helps create long-lasting friendships and memories.
When they dine together, they can know each other and make more friends.
Exactly.
那文章中用到 long-lasting, 长久的来形容他们共同创造出来的 friendships, 友谊还有 memories, 回忆。
Okay, now let's find out more about Travelize and the work it does. Here the article says, thanks to Travelize, travel is no longer a thing of the past for the blind. Now, the phrase no longer is used to show that something used to be true or used to happen in the past, but it does not happen or is not true now. For example, I'm sorry, Gary no longer works here. Can I help you with your problem instead?
No longer 其实就是 not anymore、mm-hmm. 再也不的意思那代换回文章中呢我们可以说 Travel is not a thing of the past for the blind anymore
That's right So now blind people can travel safely、
yes.
Okay, so this sentence said that Travel is no longer a thing of the past What do we mean by a thing of the past?
First, past 它代表的意思是过去、mm-hmm.A thing of the past 就是过去的事情 So it means now blind people can travel too
Excellent Okay, well here it gives us an example of things that are now easier for blind travelers It says, booking a tour is a piece of cake Now a piece of cake is today's shortcut for you So let's take a quick break to learn more about it
Shortcut for you.
Okay, yeah, mm-hmm. got that.
Oh, thanks for showing me how to bake bread, Pat.
No problem. Have we got everything we need?
I think so. Is baking bread difficult?
No, it's a piece of cake.
Cake? I like cake, but I thought we were making bread, not cake.
We use the phrase...A piece of cake to describe something that is very easy.
That's easy to remember. A piece of cake means 很容易的事轻而易举
That's right. So, where's the flour?
We need flour.
Of course you need flour. It was first on the list of things I gave you to buy from the supermarket.
I couldn't read it very well. Reading your writing is not a piece of cake. Bad handwriting.
Okay, a piece of cake just means that something is really easy. Now here's another thing that makes traveling easier. The article says, plus, Travelize specially trained tour managers are always on hand to help with challenges.Now, the word manager is spelled M-A-N-A-G-E-R, manager, and it's a noun. It's someone who is in charge of leading a group of people and making sure that everything gets done properly. Now, a tour manager will make sure that everything happens correctly while traveling. Here's another example. Is the manager busy right now? I need to ask her a question about this report.
Manager, 它是经理的意思。那动词我们说是 manage, 什么意思呢？管理或者是经营。You can manage a restaurant, a company, or a school. You also can manage to do something, 也就是成功达成某事。My friend managed to travel to 30 countries in a year.
Wow.
我的朋友呢，成功在一年内到30个国家旅行。
Good for that friend.
Yeah.
Okay, so it says that tour managers are always on hand. What does that mean?
So to be on hand 代表是在身边随时帮忙。It means those tour managers are ready to help the travelers anytime.
Gotcha. Okay, so it's the kind of like saying tour managers are always available.
Yes.
Okay, the article continues by saying, What's more, sighted travelers respect their companions' limitations...and make them comfortable while they're discovering their sense of freedom. Now, there are some tough words in that sentence. It says, sighted travelers respect their companions' limitations.
Companions 是同伴 limitations 是限制。明眼人尊重视障同伴的限制。
Okay, then we saw that sighted travelers also make blind travelers comfortable,while they're discovering their sense of freedom. That's the blind traveler's sense of freedom. Freedom is a noun. It's spelled F-R-E-E-D-O-M, freedom. And it means that you are free, and because of that, you can do what you want. Now, if you do not have freedom, something or someone is stopping you from doing what you want. Here's an example. Devin has a lot more freedom now that he doesn't live with his parents.
Freedom 这个名词是自由，那它前半段 F-R-E-E, free, 形容词自由的或者是免费的。
Okay, now we're going to talk more about sighted travelers in the next day's article, but for now, we're almost out of time. Let's finish up with our For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, welcome back to For You Chat. Mm-hmm. Our question today is, what are some specific challenges a blind person could experience while traveling?
I think blind people might not be able to see what they want to see.
Well, of course.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And might not be able to be aware of danger.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I think those travel managers, mm-hmm. tour managers can really help them.
Right. So yeah. I think a specific problem they might have is finding their hotel.Mm-hmm. Because, yeah, or finding the bus to take you to the hotel.
Yeah, they don't know where to go, especially mm-hmm. they're in a foreign country.
Right, they might not speak the same language. Yeah. They're just, everything's a bit more difficult. Maybe they get off the airplane and someone's there to help them. Yeah. But when they get out of the airport, it's just, where do you go?
Yeah,
I know that's hard for me.
Yeah, so they really need a person to help them.
Right. Okay, well, that's all the time we have to talk about this For You Chat today. Mm-hmm. So we'll be back to talk more about Travelize tomorrow. But for now, this is English For You, and I'm Erin.
And I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Travelize opens the world to blind travelers.Almost everyone experiences wanderlust at some point. However, for blind travelers, taking a journey can seem like more trouble than it's worth. Even with one's sight, booking a trip and navigating around a foreign country can be difficult. That's where Travelize comes in.Travelize is the world's first commercial tour operator that works with both blind and sighted travelers. On a Travelize trip, blind and sighted travelers are paired together for the day's adventures. The sighted traveler acts as a guide and describes the nearby sights. Each day,The pairs are switched up so that the whole group gets the chance to know each other. In the evenings, everyone dines together. This helps create long-lasting friendships and memories. Thanks to Travelize, travel is no longer a thing of the past for the blind. Booking a tour is a piece of cake. Plus,Travelize's specially trained tour managers are always on hand to help with challenges. What's more, sighted travelers respect their companions' limitations and make them comfortable while they're discovering their sense of freedom. Vocabulary Review.
Commercial. The bottom few floors of this building are commercial spaces. You can find a supermarket and a shoe store there. Describe. Greta has always been good at describing food, so she's getting a job at a food magazine. Switch.Can you do me a favor and switch my meeting from the morning to the afternoon? Dine. On Thanksgiving, we usually dine on turkey and potatoes. Manager. Tommy's manager was always looking at people's screens while they worked. Freedom. I like having a scooter because it gives me the freedom to go wherever I want.